You are listening to a podcast from BecomingJewish.org. Please visit us at www.becomingjewish.org. The title of this podcast is Blessings of Moses. Devarim chapter 33 verses 1 through 5. The Blessing of Moses. And this is the blessing that Moses, the man of God, blessed the children of Israel before his death. And he said, The Lord came from Sinai and rose from Seir unto them. He shined forth from Mount Paran, and he came from the myriads holy. At his right hand was a fiery law unto them. Indeed, you love the peoples, all his holy ones. They are in your hand, and they sit down at your feet, receiving your words. Moses commanded us a law, an inheritance of the congregation of Jacob. And there was a king in Jeshurun, when the heads of the people were gathered, all the tribes of Israel together. According to Rashi, Moses began his blessing by praising God before addressing the needs of Israel. This was Moses' way of stating that the Israelites were worthy of a blessing. God rose from Seir because he first offered the Torah to the children of Esau, who lived in Seir, but they did not want to accept the Torah. God shined down from Mount Paran because he offered the children of Ishmael the Torah, but they did not want to accept it. God came to Israel at Sinai as a groom comes to his bride. God came to Sinai with some of his holy angels. He brought the fiery law that was written in letters of black fire upon a background of white fire, which were inscribed onto tablets with God's right hand. All Israel's righteous and good people clung to God. They did not turn away from him, and God guarded them. These righteous people centered themselves at God's feet and entered into God's protection. They gladly accepted God's decrees and laws. God is the king, for his sovereignty was always upon the Israelites. Whenever Israel is gathered into a unified group and there is peace among them, God is their king. However, he is not their king when there is strife among them. Devarim chapter 33 verse 6. Reuben. Let Reuben live and not die, in that his men become few. Devarim chapter 33 verse 7. Judah. And this for Judah, and he said, Hear, Lord, the voice of Judah, and bring him in unto his people. His hand shall contend for him, and you shall be a help against his adversaries. Devarim chapter 33 verses 8 through 11. Levi. And of Levi he said, Your Tumim and your Urim be with your Holy One, whom you did prove at Massah, with whom you did strive at the waters of Meribah, who said of his father and of his mother, I have not seen him, neither did he acknowledge his brethren, nor knew he his own children, for they had observed your word and keep your covenant. They shall teach Jacob your ordinances, and Israel your law. They shall put incense before you, and hold burnt offering upon your altar. Bless, Lord, his substance, and accept the work of his hands. Smite through the loins of them that rise up against him, and of them that hate him, that they rise not again. Devarim chapter 33 verse 12. Benjamin. Of Benjamin he said, The beloved of the Lord shall dwell in safety by him. He covers him all the day, and he dwells between his shoulders. Devarim chapter 33 verses 13 through 17. Joseph. And of Joseph he said, Blessed of the Lord be his land, for the precious things of heaven, for the dew, and for the deep that couches beneath, and for the precious things of the fruits of the sun, and for the precious things of the yield of the moons, and for the tops of the ancient mountains, and for the precious things of the everlasting hills, and for the precious things of the earth, and the fullness thereof, and the goodwill of him that dwelt in the bush. Let the blessing come upon the head of Joseph, and upon the crown of the head of him that is prince among his brethren. His firstling bullock majesty is his, and his horns are the horns of the wild ox. With them he shall gore the people of all of them, even the ends of the earth. And there are the tens thousands of Ephraim, and there are the thousands of Manasseh. Devarim chapter 33 verses 18 and 19. Zebulun and Issachar. And of Zebulun he said, Rejoice, Zebulun, in your going out, and Issachar in your tents. They shall call peoples unto the mountain. There they shall they offer sacrifices of righteousness, for they shall suck the abundance of the seas and the hidden treasures of the same. Devarim chapter 33, verses 20 and 21. Gad. And of Gad he said, Blessed be he that enlarges Gad. He dwells as a lioness, and tears the arm, yea, the crown of the head. And he chose the first part for himself, for there a portion of a ruler was reserved. And there came the heads of the people. He executed the righteousness of the Lord, and his ordinances with Israel. Devarim chapter 33, verse 22. Dan. And of Dan he said, Dan is a lion's whelp that leaps forth from Bashan. Devarim chapter 33, verse 23, Naphtali. And of Naphtali he said, O Naphtali, satisfied with favor and full with the blessing of the Lord, possess you the sea in the south. Devarim chapter 33, verse 24, Asher. And of Asher he said, Blessed be Asher above sons, let him be the favorite of his brethren, and let him dip his foot in oil. According to Ibn Ezra, Shimon is omitted from this blessing for two reasons. Jacob castigated him, Bereshit 49 verse 5. Shimon and Levi are brethren, weapons of violence their kinship. And two, the sinners of Baal Peor were of the tribe of Shimon, Bamidbar chapter 25 verse 3. And Israel joined himself unto the Baal Peor, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel. Devarim chapter 33 verses 25 through 29. Moses blesses all of Israel. Iron and brass shall be your bars, and as your days so shall your strength be. There is none like unto God, O Jeshurun, who rides upon the heavens as your help, and in his majesty of the skies. That is the abode of God immemorial, and below are the world's mighty ones. And he thrust out the enemy from before you, and said, Destroy. And Israel dwells in safety, the fountain of Jacob alone, in a land of corn and wine, even his heavens drop down dew. Happy are you, O Israel, who is like unto you, a people saved by the Lord, the shield of your help, and that is the sword of your majesty. And your enemies shall dwindle away before you, and you shall tread upon their high places. According to Rashi, the strong men of Israel dwelled in the border cities and would protect the land so that the enemies could not enter. Israel is commanded to remember that there is none like God. Israel must acknowledge that there is none like God among all the gods of the nations, and the rocks of the nations is not like the rock of Israel. God resides in the heavens, while all the strong men live below him. The power of the mighty ones, Sihon, Og, and the kings of Canaan, will dwindle before God, and everyone will dwell safely in the land of Israel. After Moses specified the blessings to Israel, he declared that everything was theirs. Their salvation depends upon God, who is the shield that helps Israel and the sword of Israel's majesty. Moses stated that the enemies of the Israelites will lie to them, but Israel will crush its enemies. After these blessings, Moses ascended the mountain, where he died. Thank you for listening to Blessings of Moses. Shalom.